does have it all. All of our pre-owned vehicles are Hubler Q certified, which include a 128-point vehicle inspection, a free Carfax vehicle history report, and two warranties. A two-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, and a 30-day, 1,000-mile comprehensive warranty. Visit any of our 13 locations today, or click drivehubler.com. Hubler has it
all. All right, it's not very often that Mark Dykton brings a guest on and shares a laugh with said guest. Granted, it's not very often we have a guest that is 92 years old and had the quote of the century in Dana Benbow's article, outstanding piece on the Indy Star. Bill Elbert, as a Purdue fan, said this, "I can't die until Purdue wins one." 92 years old, Mark Dykton. What did Bill say to you just now before we bring him on?
I just told him, hey, we've got about 60 seconds, and he said he's not going anywhere. 60 seconds is, he's been here long enough, he can wait for 60 more seconds.
92 years and just what? What are we doing the math here? Under 48 hours, a little over 48 hours before Purdue plays in the Final Four. And for everyone, and most importantly for Bill, we hope it's Monday night for a national title. Bill Elbert, diehard Purdue fan, good morning to you, Bill. How are you?
Good morning. Pretty good for an old man.
Are you pumped for Saturday night?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Now,
I and Purdue have a bad history.
Bill, are you optimistic?
Always hopeful. Oh, yes. Yep. Both teams have got the ball clubs, but we've got Edie.
Yes, you do. Bill Elbert with us here.
Purdue fans in unison saying
yes,
that, Andy,
on the
right?
Bayless Liquors hotline. How does it feel to be 92 years old and now be a media star doing all these newspaper interviews and sports talk radio interviews at 92 years old? How about that?
It's not too comfortable for me. I stay away from the publicity, it's enjoyable.
Now, Bill, you had a quote in Dana's article, "I hope I live long enough to see all my grandchildren graduate from high school, the Cubs win a World Series, and the Boilermakers win an NCAA national title." It sounds like the first and the second have been accomplished.
I've got the first two accomplished.
And now you wait. What is your favorite thing, Bill, about this year's team? Obviously, you mentioned Zach Edey, but what do you love about this year's team for Matt Painter?
Oh, it's a well-balanced team. They've got the guards. Smith is above-average guard. You've got talent pretty much all the way through it, but, of course, Edey tops it off. He just – you can't duplicate him.
That is spot on.
Outstanding ball player.
No, you cannot duplicate him at all. Where does your Purdue fandom begin, Bill? Where did it start?
Right here. I was born in Richland, Indiana at Jasper County Hospital and lived in Goodland. You don't even know where Goodland is, do you?
I'm not going to lie, Bill. I had to map it a little bit. Goodland, just so give it to me here. It's just northwest of West Lafayette?
Yes. Big metropolis there. Purdue was just a natural. I saw my first college game there. Should have seen a lot more. But Purdue was just a natural for me.
Bill Elbert with us, 92 years old. Bill, how will you and the family, what will be the scene there? How will you watch the game on Saturday against NC State?
Well, it won't be at Purdue. We'll watch it here on the TV, and that's where I have been most of the time. I had years ago, and for the life of me, too many years, I had the season tickets to Purdue. But usually, I used to sit by the radio and listen. Now I'll watch it on TV and enjoy it.
6:09 on Saturday night, Bill Elbert will be sitting there hoping to see his team advance to Monday night. 92 years old, he's waited quite a while to see this opportunity for Purdue. Certainly seen it a couple times, but nothing would be the same as getting to Monday night. Bill, your favorite all-time Purdue player? If I put you on the spot there, who knows? It might be Zach Edey after Monday night. But who would be your favorite all-time Purdue player?
Probably Joe Sexton. You know Joe Sexton.
Yeah, you
know of him.
Certainly, but you're dating me a little bit with that there.
But we, you know, now I'm in trouble. I've got to remember dates like that. But at one time, this area was heavily populated with coaches. Benton County, I think, had something like 8 small schools. Each one of them had a coach. And I don't remember the year, but somebody organized a team, and we went up. Oh, there's the memory. I can't remember where. But Killen formed a team and went up North La Crosse, Wisconsin, I believe it was. And we won that thing. We had Joe Sexton, Daddy Thornburg. Oh, had a great team. And always been closely associated with basketball.
Joe Sexton, of course, an Indy product. Also coach here at Butler for a while. Bill, yeah. Were you a fan, or what did you make, I guess, of the old Gene Katie Bob Knight rivalry? We so often talk about that from opposing fan bases. What did you think of Coach Katie and Coach Knight?
I tried a little coach. You know, I wish it could have been more like Knight, but that just wasn't my personality. But I've enjoyed the local basketball scene, and it's been fun. It's been fun.
92-year-old Bill Elbert hanging out with us here on the Payless Liquors Hotline on this Thursday on The Fan. Of course, the piece last week in The Star about him, diehard Purdue fan for all of these decades. You know, I'm wondering when Indiana was really winning and Bob Knight was really winning, did any of your, I don't know if you have any family members that are IU fans, but any of your friends ever try to convert you over to be a Hoosiers fan and get you away from Purdue? Did that ever happen over the years?
Absolutely not.
What did you tell him? You said no, right?
Right.
Blasphemy there by Andy Sweeney.
That was Indiana fan.
Bill, we'll end with this, and I loved your daughter's quote, Nancy, who has helped us out in setting this up. So appreciate Nancy saying, you are the most optimistic and positive person that everyone knows. What do you think your emotions will be like if indeed we get to Monday night and it is Purdue under the confetti cutting down the nets in Phoenix?
You know, young man, that's hard for me to believe. I've been a Purdue fan all of my life, and there's been a lot of lean years in there. But it's hard for me to visualize that. I'm hopeful.
Well, you should be hopeful, because I think it is going to happen, and maybe we can get a piece of that net on Monday night, if indeed it does happen, to make a trip over to Bill Elbert's home. Bill, we can't thank you enough for this time. It's an amazing story, and I loved reading it in The Star. Again, shout out to Dana Benbow for that. Tell Nancy thank you, and good luck to your Boilers coming up Saturday night.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.